if you haven't heard about WebmasterRadio.fm's mobile app for iPhone and Android, you got to listen up. This is amazing. You can now get not just CEO Coach, but every Webmaster Radio show on your mobile device. Go to iTunes to download or the Android app stores. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on our new mobile app. Hope to see you there.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. WebmasterRadio.fm presents CEO Coach. From funding to finance, set up to staffing, our CEO coaches break down the art of business development from the ground up. Now here to get you started are the experts of online business startup, management, and development, the founders of Outlines Venture Group, Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy.
And welcome to the CEO Coach. This is Ann Kennedy, president of Outlines Venture Group. My sidekick, Jillian Music, is on a well-deserved break today. And I have a very special guest, Matt Roberts, the chief strategy officer of LinkedX. He's talking to us from London. Welcome to CEO Coach, Matt.
Hi, Ann, and thank you. Yeah, excited to be here.
It's a complete delight to have you here. Matt has been a good friend of mine, and the reason I asked him to be on this show was because he has brought LinkedX up to a very, very award-winning worldwide sensation in a very short time, just about 3.5 years. Is that right, Matt?
It feels like the blink of an eye, but I guess it is about that. Time's gone very quickly over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and you have had a meteoric rise. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about LinkedX? What does it do, and who is your market?
So LinkedX is enterprise SEO software, and our customers are our brands and the agencies that look after those brands. And it's an exciting space, as you know, and the thing about organic search and SEO is it's loved by consumers. They use it all the way through the purchase funnel, and for brands that's huge, and it's brand building all by itself. So it's a great space to be in.
So I have to think though that SEO and search is still a pretty niche market, and yet aren't many enterprises asking for more and more help with it, which blows up your market to a much larger market. Is that true?
Some great brands really get what organic search is and what it means. I think because some of the legacy of the SEO industry is it's a bit sort of snake oil, or once was anyway. That's not true anymore. And for the brands that really understand that actually it's nothing to do with what they think about the channel. The channel is just loved by their customers. All the way through the purchase funnel, they're turning to it. And for the brands that are switched on, they get this, and then they'll turn to their whole organization and really prioritize it as a channel in addition to all of the sort of more traditional channels they feel more in control of.
And that was certainly the great dream of all of us in SEO for these nearly 20 years that we've been toiling in this space. So I think that what you've accomplished is really remarkable, especially as you're making inroads with the brands that, as you say, get it. The reason I thought you'd be of interest to our listeners is that you have accomplished what many of our listeners are dreaming of, and I thought it would be really cool if they could hear how life is like on the other side of success, not just the sitting back and dreaming about it, but gee whiz, you know, how are we, how does it feel where you are? So
yeah.
Can we start at the beginning? How did you start this? It was 2010, I think, but did you have the idea for a long time before that?
So a good friend of mine and brilliant guy called John Straw came to me. I was at a London-based agency, and he said he just sold his SEO agency for a multi-million dollar sort of buyout to one of the big agency groups. And he said, I've got this great idea, and it's about making much better data than what that was currently available in the industry at that time. And he used our tech team to develop a prototype, and then eventually that prototype got a little bit of traction, and we proved that we could do some really difficult things. And then that started the ball rolling, and then we got seed capital from there, and then the rest is history, as it were. But yeah, it's just about setting the bar high and wanting to do something that was really difficult to do at that time.
You mentioned that you had a tech team that was working on it, and were you already in business doing something else at the time?
So I was a director of a great digital agency in London, and we were always known for building great tech and even our own sort of shopping cart solutions. And we had built a lot of sort of SEO tools at that time. So data and technology and software was always something we were really comfortable with. And that, you know, it wasn't the tech team that continued to build Linkdex, but they were certainly the builders of the very first prototype. Once we got proper funding and got a full-time CTO in, then we really started sort of build from the ground up the platform that you see today.
Uh-huh. So tell us a little bit about what the platform does. You know, as you know, I'm a great evangelist for Linkdex. I love your the maps that you create, the influencers. But can you describe that a little bit for our listeners?
So Linkdex is a very, what I would call, complete platform. And in our market, that means that we have to learn how to do a lot of things. And there is advantage in doing lots of things, and there are disadvantages. Creating width and depth is something that is quite a dangerous strategy, actually. And we do everything from reporting. So, you know, if you want to report to the CEO or CMO or in other people inside an organization, you need to present them with great reports, with great KPIs. So we kind of do that bit. We do an enormous amount of sort of data big data work. So, I mean, there's sort of in our industry, there's sort of three types of company. You've got the data aggregators, who are great at taking APIs and putting them in one place and making it convenient. You've got what I would call the data improvers. So they take perhaps APIs and through either combination or enrichment, make something more of them. And then you've got data originators. And we're big on all three, but we're particularly keen on the second two. So that sort of improvement of data and origination of data. And what we find is if by combining that data in really interesting ways, you get really big competitive advantage. So we'd probably call ourselves a data company first, software second. And that's kind of where we sort of see our advantage, if you like. It's in the data.
Well, fantastic. And I noticed you talk about the breadth and width being the dangerous strategy. And I want to comment, I guess, characters of success is to not be afraid of tackling the dangerous strategies. Bold.
Yeah, it was bold, and it was very difficult in the middle years of the company because, you know, when you take in our industry, we have lots of very, very, very good specialist niche tools that do particular jobs, and to knowingly build something that's not as good as those whilst you're building width. And then to start to build tools that are as good as the specialist niche, and then starting to connect them up and through the sort of the horizontal connections of all of this data and the integrated sort of nature of all of those different tools that then become sort of one very complete tool, we saw that as being the advantage. But you have to sort of, in the middle of that sort of strategy, you have to sort of knowingly not be the best at each individual bit and hope that eventually when it all comes together, sort of everybody goes, that was what you were building. Got it.
Right. And we've seen that. I think that that's so true, because a lot of the great software and the great data companies have built in iterative methods where they don't build everything at once. They work on the process, and yeah. I certainly think that you are supporting that. So who are the key players on your team to build this?
So we're kind of split into sort of thirds, roughly. We kind of got the sort of technical teams, which are made of sort of really high-end, high-quality developers. And our philosophy with developers is we don't have too many junior staff, so they all tend to sort of be late 30s, early 40s, have been sort of high-end Java developers and programmers So they're not learning on our payroll, but you have to pay them more, and that means that suits our sort of agile development process, where we don't want to fix too much, but we want to develop quickly. So we have a technical team, and they're obviously supported by sort of a strong R&D team. So we have some great data scientists that sort of help us prototype and do get it wrong away from the expensive dev team, so we can get it right by the time it gets to them, and they're supported by project management. And then sort of, you know, being SaaS software, everyone thinks of sort of software as being very technical, but the sort of last S of that, the service bit, means for us people. And at the enterprise end, sort of account management and training and development and business development and how we support clients is really particularly important. So we have pretty deep relationships with a lot of our clients, and a lot of FaceTime, which you might think for SaaS software is slightly odd, but for us that comes quite naturally. And then sort of the other third of the business is really around sort of marketing and trying to sort of spread the word of what we're doing, and, you know, sort of all the usual stuff there, everything from conferences and flying around the world to do those kind of things to content marketing, ebook creation, and sort of more familiar inbound marketing.
Well, that's great. We're going to take a break now. I'm really fascinated with the bold things you're saying about not being afraid to hire a high-end tech team, and especially the part about getting it wrong away from your dev team before you get it right. So this is Ann Kennedy speaking with Matt Roberts at CEO Coach. We'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Affiliate marketing is changing rapidly. The balance of power is shifting, and in some cases, affiliates are growing larger than the brands they represent. Stay ahead of this and other trends with the Affiliate Marketing Insider. On demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to the CEO Coach. This is Ann Kennedy. I am speaking with Matt Roberts, the Chief Strategy Officer of LinkDex, based in London. Welcome back, Matt.
Hi.
So what does a chief strategy officer do? What is your role in the company, and why is it critical to your success?
So, I mean, my role is pretty diverse. So my primary aim is to sort of work out where we are as a company and where the industry is, where we're all going. And I see one of my sort of most difficult to do tasks is really sort of finding out and finding where our company's unfair advantage is going to come from. And I've got to act as both a sort of compass for where we should go, and I've got to be a filter for, you know, what have we learned both from customers and from the market that is true, and what is noise. And that all filters straight into sort of the R&D and product and marketing of the company. So, you know, finding the unfair advantage is probably my primary aim.
You know, in the CEO Coach, we talk a lot about wizards of companies and business managers of companies, and that they're frequently two different people. So I would call you the wizard of LinkedEx, and that you have the business part in your team with your CEO and your VP of enterprise. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, our CEO does things I could only dream of doing, and specifically I probably wouldn't want to do, and more importantly, I probably wouldn't be very good at. The things that I like doing, I'm doing. And I think one thing I've learned about sort of people is putting the right person in the right job and making sure that they're desperately passionate about what they do. And I can certainly say that's true of what I'm doing.
Aha. So that would be a very important element to success, and has been in yours, of putting the right person in the right job. Can you talk a little bit about the challenges that entails in terms of recruitment, training, HR, all that sort of thing?
In the digital industry,
especially growth. Yeah.
I mean, finding great people and building great teams is so hard to do. And previously to LinkedEx, I certainly made a number of mistakes in recruiting. It was always very difficult to find people that were who you thought they were, perhaps at interview, and we've got much better at that, and we recruit well. We're very good at hopefully inspiring people to give more than they have to, because it's an exciting company to be around. We're trying to do difficult to do things, and one of the things that I think that every now and again you're sort of involved in a company that can perhaps leave a footprint and do something that people might remember, because you're trying to do something that's pretty extraordinary. And I think we've got one of those companies, and I think that's why we've managed to attract the talent that we have. And we're very lucky.
You have a larger team now, obviously, but how did you have to build that team over the last 3.5 years? Was it rapid? Did it start as a fairly large team and you just added to a bit? How did that work? I think for our listeners who, as I said, are at the other end of the equation, might want to know what they have to look forward to if they're going to be the kind of success that LinkedEx is.
Well, I still remember two of us sitting in a room and having got our first round of funding, looking at a load of whiteboards and taking a big gulp and then just going from there. And, you know, sort of from there, we hired various graduate scientists. We got the client services team in. We got designers in. And then, you know, people came quickly after that. And then before you know it, you're a big company. And we, you know, and scary things happen, like signing long-term leases on premises that can seat, you know, 100 people, not the 2 people that you start with. It takes, it all happens very, very quickly when you light the touch paper. But it's a lot of hard work, but it is truly exciting.
Indeed. So how big is the team now altogether?
So we're UK and US based, and at last count, it's getting up there, to the point where we're finding premises that seat upwards of sort of 100, 120 people. We're not that big yet, but I think we have sort of 20 active job ads out at the moment to recruit staff. We're filling seats every other day. It feels like at the moment I'm sort of doing the tour and doing the sort of whole welcome to LinkedX, and what this is why it's an exciting place to be every other day. It's all happening. I wouldn't want to put an exact figure on what we've got at the moment, but it's an exciting place to be around, and the energy is pretty good.
That I can tell. Every time I see your people, the energy is good. I saw some of them in New York recently, and just the new people were just great, and they had the same verve that all of you that I've known for years have, and that's really great to see. Let's go back to the funding, the seed funding, because I know from personal experience in my companies, and I also know from listening to other entrepreneurs through the CEO Coach that people, entrepreneurs are saying, well, I need funding. How do I get funding? How did you come to the point where you could be in that room with all the whiteboards, having received the funding, saying, okay, now what are we going to do? Go back to before that time. How long did it take you to find funding? Was it easy? Was it difficult?
I think because my co-founder had exited a business already, it might not have been for massive millions, but enough millions to have enormous amounts of credibility. And he's also larger than life. And I'm not sure whether you've met John, but he's one of these people that kind of illuminates a room when he's in it. And what I've learned about investments is people normally invest in people before the idea. And I think the person in charge of the seed fund at Amadeus Capital Partners who invested in us was a guy called Lawrence John, and he saw something in the team that was put in front of him and the market opportunity and the technology that we were trying to produce that inspired him enough to want to put that money in. But I certainly think it was a case of people first, big market, big idea. And I think that's kind of the way that sort of played out.
We hear that over and over again at the CEO Coach, and also from a venture capitalist that we talk to. Invest in people, and then the big market, big idea. But the people who can take it to the finish are what investors want to see. So listen up, all of you CEO Coach listeners. The people are what matters, and then the idea in the market. So did you plan to be at where you are now in this short a time, or did you have a plan that led you to this point, or did it grow much faster than you thought?
Obviously you dare to dream. I mean, you know, any entrepreneur that doesn't actually quietly think that actually they're going to win the market, they're going to sort of achieve every one of their dreams and build something huge shouldn't be starting in the first place. But I think we're probably roughly where I thought we would like to be by now. Our market's quite interesting. There is no clear winner, and we think there probably will be. And so we know we're in a fight, but it's a fight we're happy to be in, and more importantly, we think we can. And that gets you out of bed every day. I mean, I don't think I go to work. You know, this is as much fun as you can have and call it work. It's just, you know, if you've got it in you to create a business and to run a great business and to try and do the kind of things that tech entrepreneurs do, then you're in a very lucky space.
And so daring to dream, again, being bold is important, and loving what you do. I hear that every time you talk about what you do with LinkedX and what you've accomplished. We're going to take another break now, and we'll be back to look at some of the chief learnings of the LinkedX experience with Matt Roberts. We'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention, like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short-branded attractive.com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike, for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended...
Guys, are you suffering from FD? Fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia. On demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. Moldingbox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
You have made it to the Merchant Help Desk. We'll break down ways to succeed in your online marketing operation, SEO for e-commerce, legal issues, PCI compliance, and more. Merchant Help Desk, on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to the CEO Coach. This is Ann Kennedy with Matt Roberts. My sidekick, Jillian Music, is taking a well-deserved break today. Matt and I are talking about the phenomenal and explosive success of his company, LinkDex, which is marketed to the search and SEO industry and brands that get it, that it's important to understand this part of the digital marketing process. So, Matt, in your 3.5 years, what would you say the chief learnings that you have come out of it with?
Oh, that's a really good question. And as much as you, big build up there, and we got a lot right, but we've also got a lot wrong. And if I'm to reflect, I'd say a couple of things. One is to know what segment of the market you're going for. When we first started, we thought we could be at the sort of lower end of software, sort of the $49.99 a month, as well as being able to service the higher end. That wasn't true. We had to choose one, and we chose the high-end enterprise market. So trying to be everything to everybody didn't work. I certainly think, you know, if you can't answer the question, what's your unfair advantage, then you may struggle. I think, you know, finding ours was really important. Great investors really, really matter. I think certainly the investors we've had have supported us at every step of the way. Not only do they provide us with money, and I think you always need more than money. You need people who are going to support you in the good and the bad times and provide you with intellectual capital as well as financial capital. We couldn't do it without a team. You know, I'm talking to you today, but I mean, I can't tell you how many talented people are actually driving everything that we do and how hard they work to try and achieve success. So having a great team and inspiring a great team is really, really important. Things we've always struggled with, interestingly enough, considering I'm a sort of a marketer by trade, is telling our story. I mean, against the backdrop of a rapidly changing market and having a rapidly changing product, it's quite difficult to sort of really nail the story. And I think we've done okay for a lot of years. We've just learned to sort of tell it properly, probably the first time most recently. And I think that's sort of knowing how to sort of really sort of sell your business in all forms and sort of building that brand. And, you know, if I had one tip to give there, I'd say read a book called It Starts With Why, and it's so sort of try and get beyond the what you do to sort of why you do it and what's your sort of higher purpose. It really helps you sort of get your head around what that actually means. And then it's a sort of focus on people, relationships, you know, really deep ones, not just with your customers, which is, you know, what we all try and do, but Now, we as you know, we do a lot of air miles. We get to see sort of other industry thought leaders and spend time with them, and you can never know too much. You know, sort of building relationships and learning from as many people as you can really makes a difference. So I'd probably sort of say those are some sort of the key learnings I'd want to pass on.
Well, that's fantastic. You talked about choosing the direction, learning from your mistakes and focusing where your business is going to go and knowing when it's time to make that choice. And also a very important one that I agree is define what your unfair advantage is. Make sure that you can differentiate yourself from everybody else. And then, as you were saying, be able to articulate that. And actually, I don't know anybody in marketing that doesn't have a problem with articulating their own unfair advantage. It's easy to do for other people, but for ourselves, it's always tricky. The book you mentioned, can you repeat the title? And do you happen to know the name of the author? Because we'll put a link up on our Facebook page for our listeners.
So it's Start With Why, and his name, I think, is Simon Sinnott, by memory, is the author. And it's just a really interesting book about what makes great companies, and he uses the example of Apple a lot, which is Apple understand the why, not just the what and the how of what they do, and how perhaps average companies are more focused on the what and the how and probably don't have the why all wrapped up. And I think That kind of helped me anyway.
And I think another important point you brought out was get investors who also invest intellectual capital with you, as well as the money. The money is important, but getting guidance and advice, and certainly some of the successes we've seen have come from investors who do just that. Well, Matt, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. I am positive that your learnings and your tips will be of value to our listeners as they try to achieve the same journey that you have with LinkedX. And I wish you all good fortune for the future. And thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Anne. It's been fun. Thank you.
And this is Anne Kennedy from the CEO Coach with my friend Jillian Music, who is on a break today. You can download our podcasts at the webmasterradio.fm, at iHeartRadio, also on iTunes and Android apps. And we look forward to seeing you visit our Facebook page. We will put some links up on that for this to give you some guidance on where to go find things. And by the way, when you stop at our Facebook page, hit the like button so we know you were there. We also welcome questions and comments for future shows. And so this is Anne Kennedy saying goodbye for this week. We'll see you again at the CEO Coach at webmasterradio.fm next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.